Report of the Committee on Suggestive Plans and Resolutions. Pacific Union Conference Medical Convention, October 28 to 31, 1907. See Pacific Union Recorder, November 14, 1907, page 3. Whereas, the Loma Linda School of Evangelists has been established for the education and training of those who shall go forth into home and foreign mission fields to teach the gospel and to heal the sick. And, whereas, in the home and foreign mission fields, there is need of thousands of medical missionary evangelists, thoroughly qualified to carry the gospel message and to minister to the sick, and laboring as nurses who, through diligent study and experience, have acquired extraordinary ability. Therefore, 1. Resolved, that we approve of the efforts of the founders and managers of Loma Linda School of Evangelists to equip and conduct a school in connection with the Loma Linda Sanitarium, and we encourage them to strengthen its faculty, and to continue to give its students a thorough education and training in those practical lines of work in which the medical evangelist is called to engage. 2. Resolved, that the General Conference Medical Department be requested to give most careful study to the question of providing for our young people the most favorable opportunities for them to secure the qualifications that they must have in order to carry forward the medical missionary work of our cause. Whereas, the financial burden of so conducting the Loma Linda School of Evangelists in such a way that the very best work shall be done in the training of workers for home and foreign mission fields is more than the Loma Linda Sanitarium and the Southern California Conference can carry unaided. Therefore, 3. Resolved, that we ask the Pacific Union Conference and the General Conference to assist in bearing the expense of this school. Question on Medical School Resolution by Elder Daniels. I would like to inquire what this contemplates. Does it contemplate a college that will grant medical degrees and diplomas to be presented to state boards and be used by our medical missionaries in their endeavor to qualify for foreign lands to practice there? Does it contemplate the establishment of a full-fledged medical college that will be recognized, that will give students a preparation for graduation that will be recognized by legal bodies such as the American Medical Association? You know it must have such recognition to be worth a nickel. Answer by Elder Burden. As to what is embodied in it, or as to what it contemplates, no one can answer fully. If a similar question had been asked when this people had been called to establish a sanitarium, who could have answered or foreseen to what extent the work would ultimately grow? The call has come for the establishment of a college for the training of physicians, distinct and separate from the nurses' training school. Now, if there is any definition by which it can be fully explained, we presume that would settle it. We are told that the school must be as thorough as possible for the training of physicians. As to whether or not the school would be able to meet all the requirements of the state and colonial and governmental laws might be an open question. But the point is clear that there should be a training school for physicians. The committee realized that this resolution before you is not in as clear a light as we might wish, but there is a great deal of light that can be shed on the subject and make it plainer than it has been in the past. When we first met here, one of the things Sister White pointed out to us was a school for the training of physicians, the training of medical workers of a higher order. She stated very distinctly that Battle Creek was going down. This was a place where God's plan could be carried out without being sidetracked. This place was to be a great educational center. And since that time, communications have been coming in very rapidly, urging the same thing. One thing has been made very prominent: the Bible must enter this medical school with the same force and the same power that is given the other studies. We are told that a young person is not safe in pursuing a medical course without Bible study. They must have all the ability of the minister, along with the skill of the physician. The thought in the mind of the committee was this: where is there such a school? Has not this people a call to establish a school after the divine plan? The question of recognition by the legal bodies was of course brought up, but we thought we should seek the recognition and approval of God rather than of the world. We have come to an issue with the world. The issue is between the everlasting truth of God and the standard of the world. This we know is true in religious matters, and it is equally true in matters of this kind. There is no true education except in the gospel of Christ. It takes in all truth. It seems very clear that we are to go ahead with the establishment of such a school, irrespective of the fact that we cannot see the end. I do not believe God will call us to do a work of this kind and then leave us in darkness. We shall, of course, expect to start in a very humble way and grow gradually to the standard He has set. But we must make a beginning. The promise is that He will be with us if we obey Him, and He will cause us to ride on the high places of the earth. When Daniel was in Babylon, he demonstrated that the Most High still ruled in the affairs of men. It was not a great truth that was passed upon by other doctrines as a standard. God wanted them to understand that He ruled in the earth and the heavens. The Most High still rules in the affairs of men. There is more power in the simple gospel of Jesus Christ than there is in all outside. There is power in God's truth. There are scientific studies that must be correlated with the study of the Bible. What we must have, if we can get the right of what is before us, is a true knowledge of the science of salvation and of life. The great healing power that comes to mind and soul and body. The life current flows unobstructed to the child of God when the heart and mind and soul come in contact with God. Barons, question asked Elder Daniels. On what basis is your training school in Washington organized? Does it give the medical missionary a thorough training for field work, such as has been outlined? Elder Daniels' answer. Our school at Washington is incorporated under the laws of the District of Columbia. Its organization and curriculum enable it to give young people the practical work they require for nursing, but it is not a medical school. That is, it doesn't give the education which entitles the young people to diplomas or medical degrees. It is not for that purpose. It is recognized in the District of Columbia. It has a legal standing, but it is far from being a medical school or university, or whatever you may wish to call it for the granting of diplomas. So far as it goes, it is giving young people a thorough training for medical missionary work. We hope to send young men and young women from that school to carry the message, as medical missionaries, but not as physicians. The doctors here will certainly know what confronts us in the matter of sending out physicians. I will, of course, agree with all that Brother Burden has said. We have many testimonies given us concerning the necessity of founding our education work on the Bible. I believe in the healing of the body, but we must know just what we are doing when we go into a movement of this kind. For instance, there was a call from New Zealand for a doctor. It takes from 5 to 7 years to get a diploma in Australia. In Australia, they have some very fine schools, but there has not as yet been a graduate from one of these institutions to take part in our work. The law is very strict in outlining the terms under which medicine may be practiced. What shall we do under such conditions? Our workers must enter the field. We must send them physicians from this country who have the proper papers. They must have ample recognition and authority from schools in this country that are recognized by their strict laws. We asked one physician to go there. Before he started, we impressed it on his mind that he was to have all the credits that were due him. We wanted him to come prepared so he could demand recognition as a physician and not to practice as a nurse. We secured all his credits from the college where he was graduated, a letter from the dean and the Secretary of State, and from Sir Julian Pauncefote, the British ambassador. But even with all these, he did not get recognition, and we have no physician there yet. That was 12 years ago. Dr. Ledsworth, if you do not charge a fee, can they restrict you from practicing? Answer, by Elder Daniels. Perhaps they could not restrict you, but they could and do hold you responsible for the death of any person on whom you may have practiced, whether a fee is charged or not. A death certificate must be signed, and this can only be done by a recognized physician. Failure to send in such a report is, of course, an offense against the law. Ledsworth, we have the naturopaths who are not recognized, and I think practice. Elder Daniels, we have had a call from South Africa for a physician. but we knew we had no one who could go there and practice medicine. So some time ago, we sent one of our young physicians to Edinburgh, Scotland, that he might there take the necessary work to qualify him for that field. Since arriving here, we have had a cablegram announcing that he has passed his examinations and is now qualified for that work. This has cost us hundreds of dollars. I wish our workers did not have to go through with so much red tape, but they do, and we must make provisions for it accordingly. It makes but little difference what standard we have, or what we think is right or not right. We must render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. In order to finish a course of this kind, surgery must be studied, for surgical work must sometimes be done. It is one of the great principles today. My wife was sick for 25 long years. All that time, a sufferer. One of our physicians examined her. He did not think that anything more was necessary than a tonic or something of that kind. She did not get any better, and if anything, worse than before. I took her back again in the fall of 1901 to one of the best physicians we supposed we had. He gave a hasty examination and said all she needed was to have a tumor taken away, about the size of my fist. Since that was done, she has improved right along. She is now in better flesh and better health than she has been in 25 years. It took a man of skill and a man of experience, a man who had been through the clinics and knew how to use the knife. It was a remarkable operation for her brother, who is a physician and surgeon, was present when it was done. I knew the thing must be done, and as I watched Dr. George, I saw him take away two ugly tumors. I felt thankful to God that medical surgery had advanced to that point. It will take something more than prayer, and something more than reading the Bible to do that. God has given us wisdom to put these things to use, but it takes study and time to learn how. And if such a medical school as mentioned is established, it must be prepared to do this work. They cannot go out and do that work simply with the Bible. We must not go into anything of this kind unless we know definitely about some of these things. This is the great denominational problem which we have on our hands today. We have 16 young men in medical school in George Washington University in Washington. We will do all we can to save these young men. We have been crowded. One of our young people is at the head of a sanitarium today. He went right out from the institution. We held Bible studies with these young people every week. Dr. Kress has them every week now. We also have them take hold of the young people's work in the churches there. We have 4 or 5 churches, and consequently a good field for labor. We have them take part in the Sabbath school also, and we are now endeavoring to incorporate into their work other lines of Christian help work. They have selected one of the hardest places in Washington. They go there doing what Christian help work they can for the unfortunate. We are doing all we can to build up these young people and save them for the work. Dr. Kress is taking great interest in them. I have had a conference with Dr. Rand, and he will outline a course on the management of sanitariums, giving instructions as to what our sanitariums really should do and the standard they must reach. The young men who go out as a physician must have the preparation of a physician, and he must also be thoroughly grounded in the principles which underlie our work, and know what makes our sanitariums different from other institutions. We must know also what is required by the governments and legal bodies, or his hands will simply be tied behind his back. These are facts with which we must deal. This resolution brings up these questions in my mind, and that is the reason I asked them. If it means a school for medical missionary workers, there is great latitude in that. Are we to establish a number of these schools in different parts of the field? Then we must take into consideration the chemical laboratories. No course is complete without a large amount of laboratory work. Then we must have clinics. We must have dissection. All those things must be duly considered in the establishment of a medical college. I think it is such a large question that it had better be referred back to the committee where it can have a little rewording. I want to tell you that this resolution will create a great commotion inside as well as outside if it goes before the people in this form. I would like to meet with the committee and talk with them when the resolution is again brought up for discussion. Dr. Star. Question? Will the students graduated from the college in Washington, be recognized in the English colleges and possessions? Answer by Elder Daniels. There is an arrangement whereby they can take their first, second, and third years in George Washington University, and then take their last year at Jefferson Medical College in Philadelphia. Jefferson is recognized by the British authorities. They can take their examinations in other states and practice there. In fact, some of them have done so already. Question, Elder Barons. Inasmuch as the question involved embraces so much, and inasmuch as the General Conference is so vitally interested, would it not be well to have the committee put this in the form of a suggestion or recommendation, rather than as a resolution, recommending its favorable consideration by the General Conference Committee? And leave out all the other bodies except the committee named. Answer, Elder Cottrell. This is simply a department of the Union Conference. It is simply a committee on plans. All plans brought up here can only be considered as suggestive. We must get them before the various bodies in just the right way. They must pass through the Union and then the General Conference Committees. It is perfectly safe to refer this back to the committee. That does not necessarily kill it. Therefore, I think it is proper to refer it back. The discussion can be carried on more fully if it is referred back to the committee.